With every dream and nightmare comes missing gaps and holes. It's my job to fill those in. Welcome to a one-of-a-kind narrative podcast. Welcome to the Snoozecast with Will Pennington.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Snoozecast. I'm your host, Will Pennington. For this episode, we will be talking about a specific kind of dream that I'm sure many of you have had before. It's a quite, I guess you could say, curious kind of dream, and was always kind of mysterious to me in terms of why they happen. We will be discussing recurring dreams. Recurring dreams are dreams that occur more than once. They can be good dreams, nightmares, and you experience them more than once, or on different nights. Now, I was curious as to why recurring dreams happen and if they have an underlying meaning. So after going through some articles and doing my research, almost all of my findings pointed to one reason as to why recurring dreams occur. And that reason is unresolved conflict. Our dreams often reflect what goes on in our brains. So recurring dreams can be a result of a conflict going on in our own lives that we have failed to solve or get to the root of. Hence, our repetitive dream mirrors our repetitive conflict in our heads, or so some believe, so take from that what you will. Recurring dreams can also happen when we are under a lot of stress, anxiety, or even depression. So if you notice you've been having the same dream over and over again, you know there's a chance that perhaps you're dealing with a lot of stress at the moment, or like I mentioned earlier, some unresolved conflict in your life. When I was in elementary school, I was a generally happy kid, I'd like to say. I had lots of friends. But I did have a moment where it was quite a rough patch. A patch where I was really, I guess, an anxious mess. During this time, I would have a specific dream, or nightmare, I suppose, over and over again. It was so vivid and memorable to me that I would like to share it today, in my own way, through, of course, the alternate dream universe. So how about you join me? It's time to hop in. It was a crisp winter morning. Frost covered the shingles on the roof as Mother Nature gave us all an appetizer of the harsh winter that was to come. I took a sip of my coffee that warmed my chest and throat with every sip. This was the highlight of my mornings. In my town, everyone kept to themselves and worked their same boring 9-to-5 jobs. I would keep telling myself that as soon as I saved my money, we would leave for the city. But that's okay. I still have some time. The cold gust of wind blew my hat on the sidewalk, almost taking it off onto the road. I quickly gathered it and brushed the dirt off of the badge. I was a police officer for my town. I took a lot of pride in what I did. It was what my father did, and when I wore my Navy uniform and wore my badge, I felt respected. I felt that I mattered. My town was very uneventful. I felt that people came here when they were ready to die, not because it was a paradise, but living here got you that much closer to death. Without my uniform on, I felt empty. Everyone here keeps to themselves, and rarely do I engage in any small talk. Though with my uniform, I get the slightest bit of attention. A man tipped his hat to me as I headed to the station. I entered the police station to the sound of a busier-than-normal morning. "Morning," I said to a colleague of mine. He nodded. I entered the boss's office as part of my morning ritual to see how my day was looking. "Morning, sir," I said. He nodded and sent me off to the shopping district, where I was to patrol. I preferred doing this when on duty. I was able to walk and keep to my own thoughts. This would last most of the day. Me walking down the shopping district and people watching. Easy day. People marched down the streets doing their early Christmas shopping, as they had nothing better to do. Christmas was the only dose of joy this town seemed to have. I noticed an old lady struggling to cross the street, her back arched each step looking like a pain. I linked arms with her, to which she exchanged with a grunt. We walked across the street to where I was bumped from behind me. A figure dressed in a black trench coat swerved around me and kept on moving, with purpose. "Watch where you're going," I said. The figure disappeared into the crowd, not bothered by what I had to say. I left the old lady to do her Christmas shopping. My walkie-talkie began to go off. A car was parked illegally, and it was I who had to go to issue a ticket. I hated doing this. I marched over to where I was directed and began my ticketing. Though I hated being the bad guy here, I gotta admit, it did feel kind of nice to be the boss around here. I proudly slapped the ticket onto the windshield of the car. A chill crept down my spine, a gust of wind blew the leaves about. My walkie-talkie went off, signaling it was time to answer my next task. I was requested back to the shopping district for a suspected robbery, they like to call it. So I arrived at the scene and met with a store owner. It was a nice little shop tucked away in the corner that sold camping equipment from tents to sleeping bags to pocket knives. It was quite a random store, but so were most shops on the street. The display window had been broken into. I approached the woman at the counter. She, the owner, was dressed in a blue dress. She was well put together and looked like a lady you didn't want to get on the wrong side of. She meant business. She was rather taken aback from the incident. She told me what was stolen from the shop. Survival knives seemed to be the only loss. Nothing else, according to her. I asked for a description of this individual. This was quite exciting. Things like this never happened in my town. She was not able to catch the face, she said, but believed it to be a man. Wearing a black hoodie, she guessed. It all happened quite quickly. I assured her that I would be on the lookout for this thief, and that we would have someone take a look at the footage. The day began to draw to a close, and the sun had now set. I was ready to go home. I entered the police station and swapped into my new change of clothes that I had packed in my backpack. I said my goodbyes to my colleagues and went out the door. As I began to walk down the main street, it seemed oddly quiet. For this time of night, rush hour, people began scurrying out of town and I felt alone. Odd. A gust of wind blew, sending shivers across my body. Where was everybody? I heard tapping from behind, a pattern, which slowly began to pick up. I twirled around to see a bald man with a bushy mustache jog down the street in his business suit. His eyes were almost bloodshot, sweat poured down his doughy face. Everything okay, sir? I asked. The words couldn't escape his lips, and he began to check his shoulder for something, but I don't know what. Maybe just an oddball. We had quite a few of those here. I felt a chill across my body once again as the wind continued. As I began to get closer to home, a shadow crept over me. Slowly and carefully, I turned my head to see what was behind me. Slowly, slowly. Revealing a dark hooded figure. He took a step forward, revealing his face. Blue, slimy, and scaly, with black markings. My eyes widened and my heart began to race. I attempted to turn back around and start moving and fast. I couldn't. My feet felt as though they were glued to the floor. The joints in my arms, they too were locked. The figure revealed a sinister grin and began to approach me. I tried to let out a scream, but nothing came out. Panic rushed through my blood. Sweat trickled down. I couldn't move. I felt helpless. I looked around, nobody, just me and this figure. The figure came closer. We were now eye to eye. I shuddered, and my body went warm. I dropped to my knees, and then collapsed onto the sidewalk, his painted blade in my peripheral vision. My body became increasingly warm. So this is what it felt like. My belongings had poured out of my bag from my fall. My police badge lay in front of me. Everything stopped. Thank you for listening to episode 3 of the Snoozecast, and I hope you enjoyed the experience. The conclusion of that story is the recurring dream that I would have on various occasions. The inability to escape from this demon-like figure who would always, well, kill me in the dream. A bit dark, I know. I thought it would be interesting to give the main character a bit of a backstory into what he does in his everyday life and implement my dream into the story. I was always helpless in my dream, frozen, knowing death from this creature was imminent. I knew every time. Perhaps this unresolved conflict in my dream, the same outcome over and over again, death from this creature, the stabbing with a knife, resulted in some conflicts and anxieties that I had as a kid, and this dream went away when those were finally resolved. Now, I've got a ton more dreams and experiences that I can't wait to take you all on. Once again, this has been episode 3 of the Snoozecast. I'm your host, Will Pennington, and sweet dreams.